Time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are we doing, Steve?
Mate, beautiful morning. How are you?
Very, very well. Thank you very much. Now, a bit of sad news this week with the passing of Councillor Ray Butchart.
Yeah, former Councillor Butchart passed away not too long ago, and I pass on my sincere condolences to Dorothy, his wife, and Robbie, John and Kim, his kids. He was a great man for the community. It's a great loss. But without a doubt, there wasn't too much that Ray didn't know about the Muswellbrook community, and he was very heavily involved with the SES. He was a volunteer for over 40 years, and
wow.
It was a very, very big send-off for him and a fair tribute. So, I just pass on my condolences to the family, and like I said, he served the council for 8 years. He's a wonderful man, and I was even neighbour to him there for about 4 years, and it was good for a chat. It was a 5-minute chat, but it was always a bit longer. But a wonderful man, a wonderful family, and the community, is a bit more weaker without someone like him, because he was just a wealth of knowledge, and he could tell you what meter the river was at, anything about Muswellbrook. Ray was a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, a pillar of our community. You know, that's the kind of person that that helps an area and a region like ours grow and prosper, and because of the wonderful efforts that they put in through. No, they're not looking for any thanks. They're always just looking to do their bit.
And they do. And to the SES too, especially in the floods and in crisis, they're there. And people like him, they go unacknowledged a lot. We think them as an organisation, but there's a lot of individuals out there that do a great job for our community, all communities. But, we've got some of the best in our area, and it's just a sad passing of one of the greats.
Yeah, well said. You got a council meeting in Denman tonight.
Yes, council meeting is at Denman tonight, commencing at 6 p.m. Anyone's encouraged to come along, and that's why we've been moving it around. The webcast, we do have technology issues out there with the Wi-Fi, but like I said, everyone's welcome to come along, have a look, and that's why we've moved to a few more extras to Denman this year, is to be involved with the community and give them that opportunity.
I'm sure we'll hear more about that as the week progresses. And finally, have we got anything to say about the Aquatic Centre?
I'm excited.
You've been excited for a while, mate.
No, look, I've been really keen to see it open, but right now I'm excited, to be honest with you. It's imminent. I think you and I will be speaking a bit through the week. With councillors have been down there and done a tour. It's imminent.
Goodness me. In our business, we call that a tease, mate. That's a tease.
Oh, I know, but I've even been on the phone to council this morning saying, look, can I give a date? Can I tell them that it's happening, I roughly know when it's going to happen, and I wanted to break it with you.
Yeah.
But you will be the first to know, Bear, so as your listeners can be informed. But, mate, it's in full working order. It's imminent.
All right. It's as much as you can say. I can tell you want to say a lot more, but we'll take what we can get for the time being.
I do. I can't wait to get down there, mate. I honestly cannot. So, yeah. No, it's fantastic. It looks amazing. The community, it's something that for our population and the size of it has something like this.
Mm.
It's all come together. Final touches are being done. I know I said that a while ago, but that was a lot of work. But, to see it fully operational, the kids of this community, people are just going to be blown away. So, there's a lot I can't say, but...
All right. You practically said it all. You've said it all. My phone is switched on for the rest of this week. Just so you can call me anytime.
Your listeners will be the first to find out, let me tell you, as soon as I get the signature on the paper, it's on.
Good on you, Steve. Thank you very much for that, and I'm sure we will speak again later this week.
Definitely will, mate. Talk to you soon.